Blog Talk Radio.
With hurt and processing your pain, well, let's take a journey of discovery together to evaluate this very question with today's powerhouse in studio guest. Welcome to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, master motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing life's gaps from where you are to where you desire to grow. You see, each week we come together to engage on life's highway. We're on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you for tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with yours truly, Master Motivator Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. We have the blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series is designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. You may be thinking, Coach Adams, what am I working? I feel the vibrations and you're asking some great questions on a Motivational Monday. You're working your vision so that you can achieve your goals and ultimately live out your dreams. Don't you want to live out your dreams? I know I sure do, and I'm in process of doing so. Each episode of Motivational Mondays is rich and insightful. We encourage you, our global listening audience, to take advantage of our on-demand library. If you have missed any of our past show installments, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online for your convenience at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number 4 and the letter U. Our on-demand library is filled with rich insight on various subjects to equip and empower you on your journey known as life. Allow me to set up the framework of where we're going in today's broadcast. I will share for about 40 minutes with our in-studio powerhouse guest, and we are going to have a rich discussion around today's subject. Then we're going to open our programming up for your audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments. This always lends to a more interactive environment, which we absolutely love. And we encourage you, our global listening audience, don't be shy or scared to chime right on in at the appropriate time. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, we are in our second part dos of the process of processing the pain. I'm so excited about today's in-studio guest. But before we jump into today's topic, we ask you, our global listening audience, to do us a favor. Yes, we want you to invite someone to share in today's broadcast with you. Allow those awesome social media juices to begin to flow right on someone's Facebook wall. Send a tweet, a text, a DM, go old school. Send a quick email, a message in the bottle, or carrier pigeon. Bottom line, I think you get it. We're asking that you do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our gracious, heartfelt thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, I am so excited to invite our returning powerhouse all-star guest to join us in today's boardroom. In our last installment on March the 22nd, Coach D and I had a rich conversation, and she joined us in the boardroom, and it was so revealing and insightful on her new book, The Processing the Pain, and we talked about the process of processing the pain. So today we're going to take a deeper look at processing the pain. And we're going to look at, how does this processing the pain partake in us moving into God's promise? And so I'm so excited to welcome my spiritual sister. I mean, we go way back. I'm saying way, 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 way back. She is a powerhouse in her own right. But I'm going to bring Coach D in, and I'm going to ask Coach D that if she was to say who Coach D is beyond her bio, what in fact would Coach D say? So, Coach D, welcome to the boardroom. I'm so excited to have you here. It's always a joy. And I thank you for taking this time out to share with our global listening audience. Welcome.
Well, thank you, Coach Adams, for having me. As you were introducing, all I could hear was, I'm just a homegirl from Compton.
But you are so cute. You are way more. You are so cute. Well, you are way more than just a homegirl from Compton. But I must say, some great things have come out of Compton. My mom is from Compton. So, hey, we're in good company.
Hey.
But truly, well, who else would you say that Coach D is?
Well, Coach D, the most important job, first and foremost, is she is a mother. She is a mother. She is a grandmother. And then I also am, of course, an author. I also am a radio personality. I have a show named the same as my book, Processing the Pain, that I've been doing for the last 7 years. Actually, it made 7 years this year, and I was like, wow, time does pass by fast. I also am a ordained licensed minister, a life coach, and a human resource professional. So who also started a couple of years ago, I started a CDC, MCD Community Development Corp, which is geared towards providing transitional housing for homeless women and children. And so that was another one of my ventures. And so though it's so many things, but most of all, I am just a child of God and just trying to be obedient in this walk.
You know, Coach D, I can understand that. I, too, am with you in this desire to be obedient in our walk of the Most High. You know, the last time you were here, and so this is just a little trivia. I'm just intrigued by this. The last time you were here sharing with us, you indicated that, you know, you grew up reading and writing. And so I wanted to know at this stage, what is one of your favorite writings and why? Just a little intrigue to get into the mindset of our Coach D a little bit more as we dive into processing the pain.
Okay. Now, you said one of my favorite writings, meaning are you speaking of maybe a particular book that I enjoy or
yeah,
some of my own personal?
Because I know you said
okay.
Well, you know what? If it is, in fact, that, because based on what we talked about earlier today, I would not be surprised if you said that. So you have the liberty to share whatever that writing is. And if it's your own, go for it. I love it.
Well, you know, actually, I would have to say, I think one of my favorite books was The Servant. And, you know, growing up, we were, our parents, that was part of punishment for us, or at least they felt like it was punishment back then, but I didn't realize how much it was instilling in us until now. But one of our punishments were is that we had to read a book, and then we would have to do a little book essay on it. And so even at 7, 8, 12 years old, I was reading The Greatest Salesman by Og Mandingo. I was reading This Present Darkness by Frank Peretti. Those are some of the books that I just, you know, I enjoy. I started reading as a preteen, and those books have stuck with me. You know, some of the principles from those various books have stuck with me. Of course, Purpose-Driven Life is a favorite of so many people. But if I had to say one particular, it's hard to say. Now I would probably say Processing the Pain, but there's so many that I've enjoyed and that have really been a blessing in my growth process.
I love that. And, you know, the reason why I wanted you to share that is because I remember you saying that early on you started writing and you grew in this love for reading and writing. And so I was intrigued by that. And I said, you know, that would be a great question to open with. And, again, I would not be surprised. I said to myself, if she says Processing the Pain is her favorite writing, because that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about Processing the Pain, your newly released book, which is a transformational guide to healing, and you're taking individuals through the steps of how they would process their pain. And, you know, interestingly enough, I love, because, of course, I have my copy of Processing the Pain, and thank you for the autographed copy. I so appreciate it and the special love note.
You're welcome.
You know, it's, Thank you. It's so interesting because I love that you, the way in which you wrote it, you did three primary chapters with subchapters. And I'm just curious, why did you opt to go in that particular direction? Because that's somewhat untraditional.
It is totally untraditional. But I just felt like everything I did with this book was spirit-led. It really was. I mean, anyone who really knows Coach D knows the core of Coach D. Let's get away from Coach D, but anybody that knows Denise, anybody that knows Niecy, could read this book, and I don't think that they hear me, but some say they do. But I believe that the Lord had shared with me that, you know, because everything that I have been speaking up until I put it on paper has been you have to process the pain, pursue purpose in order to partake in God's promises, and that we can't fully partake in God's promises if we're not connected to purpose. And if we're not connected to purpose, it's generally because we have some pain that we haven't processed. And so those are the three key factors. It's the pain, the purpose, and the promise. The pain, the purpose, and the promise. And then under each one of those, there's different things. Like pain was an amazing chapter because it has so many sub-chapters because there's so many different degrees of pain. And so we got through the pain portion, and then we get to the purpose. And I want, you know, I'll hopefully get a chance to share the purpose portion with, you know, last time I was on, we really focused on the process and the process and the pain, and we really focused a lot on the pain. Every question that was asked was dealing with pain, and, you know, and how do you know, you know, if you're still dealing with unprocessed pain. And I think we determined that, you know, one of the ways of knowing that you're still dealing with unprocessed pain is anger. You know, mm-hmm. having, you know, anger and having the inability to forgive is so many elements that show that I'm still dealing with some pain that's unprocessed. But this time around, I want to deal with the purpose because that is a big word, especially in the body. We hear often. And Coach Adams, is my sound okay? I just want to make sure that I'm clear.
You are sounding great, Coach D, and I'm on the edge of my seat. And I'm on the edge of my seat because, like you said, in our last installment on March the 22nd, and I keep mentioning the date so that those of you who are listening in, maybe you missed part one. You definitely want to go back and soak in the richness. But, you know, one of the things as we lead into this transition around purpose that I love that you spoke about, you said, obviously, that pain is a part of life, and there was a however. You said, however, we are not supposed to marry that pain. And so many of us marry that pain. And that's why I love that we're moving into what you call an IPG. And I know you're going to tell us what that means, because I think of a quote by our mutual mentors, Coach Al and Hattie Hollingsworth, that stands out, that connects with that. On the other side, every great adversity is an equal or greater reward. Now, I've heard others mention that as well, but I want you to help us to move beyond, because so often, like you said, people marry their pain, but really it's about moving beyond that into this IPG. Coach D, what is this IPG? Please tell us. Help. Come on. I'm sitting on the edge of my seat. I got my book. I'm taking help. Help.
Well, Coach Adams, if you would allow me, I'm going to do something that I have not done before and I probably will not do again, but I would like to read an insert out of Processing the Pain, and it's going to tell us about what this IPG is.
I love it. You're giving us a Motivational Mondays exclusive. Go, girl.
I am. So I'm going to be reading, and because I think it would be appropriate to share from the book, Processing the Pain, just to give everybody enough taste so that they could go and just dabble into more of Processing the Pain. But this is from the insert that I'm getting ready to give you is from The Purpose. Purpose is defined as the reason something exists. Intentionally, I will take it a step further and define it as the intentional plan of God, IPG. You may ask or have often asked, what is my purpose? Perhaps you have muttered, I don't have a purpose. Well, rest assured, everyone has purpose. Many of us go through life never stepping into purpose because we really do not know what that looks like. We may wonder, is my purpose big, small, rich, poor, here or there? Mentally, we conclude, I don't know, so I do not do. Again, in that place, we find ourselves stagnant. In processing of my pain, I then must cross the purpose bridge. In transition, wondering, what is it? What does it look like, feel like? How do I know when I got it? As I was studying one morning during a three-day sabbatical, denying my flesh in an act of desperation to step into the promises of God, I was led to a scripture that I was very familiar with. However, This day it held the answer that most of us spend a lifetime wondering about, the ancient question, what is my purpose? I found it interesting in the Gospel of John, the 21st chapter, verse 17, when Jesus not once, not twice, but three times asked a question. He said unto him the third time, Simon, son of Jonas, lovest thou me? Peter was grieved because he had said unto him the third time, lovest thou me? And he said unto him, Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee. Jesus said unto him, feed my sheep. Could this possibly mean that God's purpose for our lives as believers is simplistic? Is it simply if we love him, then feed his people? The resources, tools, and techniques we use to get it done, it's God's gifts and talents that he has given to us. But the purpose is Jesus, bringing people into the knowledge of the gospel so that God gets the glory. This makes purpose so less complicated, easy to step into and fulfill. I have often said that if we take care of God's business, God will take care of our business. I have read some dynamic books about purpose, and yes, I get the definition of purpose to the letter. But by the Spirit, I believe the purpose has and will always be Jesus.
Coach D. That really brings us to this understanding of IPG. Tell us, what is IPG?
IPG, the intentional purpose of God, knowing that if God, you know, knowing that we are created in his image. He created us. He predestined us. So when we go through these things in life, let's say the pain, when we go through the pains in life, what we're going to have to begin to understand is that God has a plan for our life. And that plan for our life may include these pains, some of them legitimate and some illegitimate. But there's a purpose. And so because he's the purpose and he has designed us, we were created in his image, then we have to realize that everything in the word of God is scripture after scripture that's telling us. You know, he tells us in his scripture that he's working all things together for our good. Why? Because we love him and what? We're called according to his purpose. So we know that. So we have, if we know that and we know that he's working all things together for our good, if we know that he's supplying every need according to, you know, his riches and glory in Christ Jesus, these are scripture after scripture that's telling us that he has a plan, that everything that has to do with us, everything that concerns us, concerns him. And we have to just trust the process. So when we're going through these pains, we have to process through that pain. We can't stay in it. Part of us being connected to purpose is processing the pain. Because when we're angry, when we're bitter, when we're hurt, when we choose not to forgive, I don't know if the audience could witness to this, but I know in those dark times of my life when I was in pain and angry and bitter, it was hard for me to connect to purpose. It was almost impossible for me to connect to purpose. So if I'm not connected to purpose because I'm choosing to connect more to sin, because unprocessed pain is sin. And if I'm choosing to stay connected to that unprocessed pain, then I can't walk with purpose. And if I'm not walking with purpose, then it makes it difficult or next to impossible for me to see the promises that God has for my life. I'd rather see the promises that God had for my life. So I had to learn to let a lot of stuff go.
Coach D, you know, you have dropped a bombshell right in there. Because if I heard you correctly, pain pushes one into purpose. And what is the hindrance is identifying, I heard you mention, legitimate and illegitimate suffering or pain. Unpack that a little bit for us so our audience can really understand what is Coach D saying when she makes the reference to illegitimate and legitimate pain as it relates to this pursuit of purpose?
Well, you know, our spiritual mentor in the ministry that we came out of, we learn a lot of dynamic biblical teachings. And one of the things that I always used to just really like about CBM is that the word of God was broken down that even a child could understand. And it was, and I used to always say, man, these are just practical principles unto perception based on the word of God. Practical principles unto perception, meaning you get it. And many of us have sat in church our whole lives and we heard the does and the thus and the don'ts and therefore and that. Those are letters. And the word of God says letter kills, but the spirit gives life. And spirit comes when the rhema comes when you can see what God is saying. You know, when you can really see what God is saying. And so
yes,
learning those principles was very key, even to me having my own personal one-on-one vertical relationship with my Creator. And so when He begins to show me His word, it's no longer that I'm just looking at the letters. It's literally like they're being broken down for me. They're being just broken down where I can see it, where it's practical, and then He's just given me the ability to come back and be able to communicate His word, but again, making it practical where people can really understand it. And I hope that answered your question and I didn't go too far left.
Well, you know, I understand the foundation, but I was really wanting to give the audience a greater understanding of the two terms that you utilize, legitimate and illegitimate suffering. Because I get it. I know what you're talking about. But help the audience to see, since you referenced that, so that they can really understand as it relates to this journey of processing our pain and purpose, which of those two leads us on that road.
Okay, so let's say legitimate pain. Legitimate pain could be the birth of a child. The labor that you have to go through to birth that child, that's legitimate pain. Another form of a legitimate pain is if we want to be healthy, if we want to keep our weight down, then we have to exercise. And exercise is, in many cases, is painful. That's legitimate pain. Legitimate pain
yes.
is always going to produce a positive result.
Mm-hmm.
Illegitimate pain is those things that we engage in, those things that we do that has no benefit. That, you know, we're going to go through them, and yes, God in His amazing grace is going to get us through and get us back on track, but it was stuff that we really didn't have to go through. It was just like you just really didn't have to do that. Things like that is choosing the wrong relationship. When God told you no, you said yes, and you moved forward without God. It could be, you know, oh, my gosh, I see this beautiful home that I want. And, I mean, it's 5 bedrooms. It has a swimming pool, all these things that we want. And then before we know it, if we didn't seek God first, we didn't went out, we didn't purchase this home, and now a year into it, we're praying and asking God for deliverance because we can't afford to know. You know, those are illegitimate suffering where we've made decisions or choices that caused us a great pain and suffering, and it was choices that we didn't have to make. Now, with that being said, again, God's grace and His mercy, He could turn things around for our good. He tells us that He could turn things around for our good. So even though we make a lot of illegitimate decisions that cause us great pain and suffering, God is able to, even in that situation, turn things around.
Coach D, that was so rich. And, you know, I think that that's a good bridge point for us to kind of touch on. And I don't want to take anything away from the richness that is shared in processing the pain. So for those of you that may be just tuning in, you have chimed in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. And we're having a rich conversation with Coach D, the author of Processing the Pain, a transformational guide to healing. We've been speaking about IPG, God's intentional plan that he has for us, intentional plan of God, and how you process that through, that legitimate or illegitimate suffering. What does that look like? Legitimate leads you down that journey of God's intentional plan and being able to convert that into purpose. But Coach D, let's look at now, how does someone recognize they are dealing with unprocessed pain? We're talking about processing the pain. And you spoke about when someone is dealing with illegitimate suffering. How would one know that they're dealing with unprocessed pain? What are some of the triggers?
First of all, I think anger is a big trigger for unprocessed pain. People who just deal with anger issues, they're dealing with the anger issue because they have the unprocessed pain. And every time I think about that, I laugh because I have some touchstones. And you, my sister, we've been knowing each other a few decades now. And I think, I can remember that when I was going through some of these things that I speak about in the book, I was very angry. And I can remember our team, in the ministry. Of course, I came back to the ministry, but even in the midst of me being in the ministry, I was still in a lot of pain and transparent moment. And I can remember we would do Bible studies midday, and we have this coin, a phrase that we coined connected to CBM. And it's called, we would say, have you been told that you're loved and appreciated? Do you know that you're loved and appreciated? And that phrase has definitely been coined by Christian Business Ministries, Alan Hetty Hollingsworth. And so I remember doing these Bible studies, and I was there, forcing myself to be there because I was still very angry and bitter. And I can remember people coming up to me, and they would always say, have you been told you're loved and appreciated? And one day I just snapped, and I can remember saying, you don't love me. Stop telling me you love me. You don't love me. You don't even know me. I'm laughing because that was definitely some unprocessed pain. But anger is a big one. There's so many other I can list, the inability to forgive. When you know that you're holding on to unforgiveness and you can't forgive, that's a form of still unprocessed pain. A lot of things is connected. They're even starting to find now that certain illnesses, cancer, different things is connected to unprocessed pain, things that people are still angry about, they're bitter about, they're still upset about, and it's starting to cause havoc in their bodies. And so these are some things that that you're still dealing with, some unprocessed pain. I often even, something, and I know this may seem like petty or minute, but even when I start, if I start getting sick in my body, the first thing I start doing is doing an inventory, because I start thinking, okay, what's going on? What have I not released? What have I not gotten rid of? That's the first thing I start doing. I just start doing a cleansing. Let me see, what am I holding on to? Even when I'm angry, and I'm not going to say that I don't get angry, but I still go back to when I get angry, okay, what am I dealing with? What have I not released? And oftentimes I'll find that maybe something someone said or did, maybe even a few days ago, a couple of weeks ago, that I didn't release, and that is energy. It really is energy. It's negative energy, and when you're operating in negative energy, there's no way you could process through. There's no way that you could have a relationship with purpose. It's just no way, and many of us wonder why, and I'm gonna be safe to say this: a lot of us wonder why we struggle in our walk, in this Christian walk. And I know that every listener may not be a Christian, but I think a lot of believers struggle in their walk. And they often wonder, Lord, why? I just don't understand why I can't get it together, why I can't get past this, why I can't get over this. And a lot of it's just the unprocessed pain.
Well, you know what I love about what you're sharing. Mm-hmm. And you know what I love about what you're sharing, Coach D, is unprocessed pain is universal. So even if someone is not a believer, individuals struggle with and deal with unprocessed pain. And one of the things that I love that you outline in your book, Processing the Pain, is you speak about first we have to identify, then we have to acknowledge, we have to forgive, and then move through it. And so, you know, I love this process that you give us. And tell us, how would people get your book? I know it was just on the cusp of being released. When we had you on in March. So how can one, they're listening in, they're on the edge of their seat, they're saying, oh, I need this. And I must say to the listeners, it's a great workbook. And that's how Coach D has designed it, so that you can work through and really process around each of these areas. Coach D, how would they get Processing the Pain?
Processing the Pain is now live on Amazon, so you could go to Amazon to purchase Processing the Pain, and the course is Processing the Pain, and the author is Gwethlyn D. Burrell. So Processing the Pain, Gwethlyn D. Burrell, it's where you could actually purchase the book through Amazon.
And I'm sure you have other book projects in you, but this one was one that I know you had to write because of who it's dedicated to. Do you want to speak to that a little bit?
I had to be obedient first and foremost to God. God put this book in me many years before it was ever put on ink. He had already started having me journal, it would be 19 years ago, but he actually started having me just journal different things. Me and God would have these conversations, and I would just jot stuff down. So I was just keeping, you know, bits and pieces. And if I thought about something, I would go into Word Doc and write it down. And so this was years of in the makings for this book. But this book was dedicated. It is dedicated first and foremost to God, because I believe that everything about this book is what God had ordained and predestined. But then from a human standpoint, this book was dedicated to my son. And he was my motivation, because I didn't realize, I did not realize that I was dealing with so much unprocessed pain until he came along. And being a mother to him and going through those processes just really started having me to deal with this pain that I was dealing with. And so I dedicate this book to him. And I think he was my motivation in doing this book and making sure that it came to fruition. Because I believe that this book for him is a blessing to him, because my son came along at a time when I was premenopausal. I was going through a separation and divorce from his dad, and it was just a lot of things going on. So he actually had to witness a lot of that pain. He had to see a lot of that anger and a lot of the bitterness. Again, this book, God told me that if I wrote this book, that his anointing would be on this book, that people who read this book would have instant deliverance. God said it, and I believe it. And I believe that as people, as more and more people begin to read this book, I've had people tell me now, I had a lady that purchased 4 books from me for specific people, and she called me today. She said, I need to get another 4 books. And I was like, she said, because none of the other 4 books made it. I said, well, did they get lost in the mail? She said, no, I gave them to people other than who I was supposed to give them to. So I need to get 4 more. But she, another lady told me she started reading the book and she had to sit the book down. She wasn't ready to continue, because this book is going to cause you to have to deal with some stuff. See, because you have to process the pain, you have to be willing to face the pain head on. And a lot of people are not willing. And some people would rather stay in the pain than to be delivered from it. This book is going to require you to deal with that pain. You're going to have to face it head on because you're going to have to ask yourself questions. As we shared at the last show, is that you got to, you know, there are some things you're going to have to do to begin to understand and deal with that pain. And again, and it's painful. It's painful because you have to, kind of relook at these things head on, and it brings back a lot of memories. It brings back a lot of things that were painful in the past, but you've got to go through them to get rid of them.
It definitely is, Coach D. Yeah, it definitely is very provoking. But as a part of the title, it is a transformational guide to healing. And as we've been speaking about, when you are healed, you can now live out the intentional plan of God. And that is what's so key. You know, Coach D, I think this would be a great opportunity for us to go to our global listening audience. Wow, Coach D wants to give away 2 copies of Processing the Pain today. So listeners, this is your opportunity to get one of the books if you don't already have it. And if you have it, you can sow it into the lives of someone else. So this is a time in our program when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you are sitting in front of your electronic device, or as my spiritual brother would say, electronical, you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in 516-453-9374, 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. We're going to the lines, and we want to give 2 books away, but we have a question for you. One, we want to know, you know, what stood out the most? What are you taking away from this time of sharing on Motivational Mondays? What's the greatest nugget? And we have a question around, what does unprocessed pain produce? Because Coach D has mentioned that, we want to see how much have you been listening in today as we go to our lines, and we trust that you will engage and interact with us. I do see, Coach D, that we have a caller, area code 310, last 4 digits, 4171. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and Coach D on Processing the Pain. What's your question or comment?
Hey, Coach.
Hello there.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes. We can hear you, yes.
Oh, it's good to listen to you guys. I myself is walking the journey of processing the pain. And, I didn't answer your question first. What was the question?
The question is, you were answering it and sharing, though, but the question to win one of the books in our giveaway is, what does unprocessed pain produce? Coach D has mentioned a couple of things, and for the rest, you have to get the book. But what do you recall around that? What does unprocessed pain produce?
It produces anger.
Ooh, okay.
Resentment. And I know limitation, because you say stuff wherever the offense happened.
Well, you definitely hit the nail on the head there, right, Coach C? Did she?
Yes, indeed.
Okay, perfect. So, caller, before we go into your question and or your comment following up, I'm going to ask that you email admin@coachadams.com with your address, admin@coachadams.com. I have an autographed copy of Processing the Pain headed your way. So what's your question or comment? And thank you again for tuning in to Motivational Monday.
Oh, thank you. I'm honored. My comment is, it's good to hear somebody. A lot, is, well, I'm in ministry and do a lot of different things. And being that type of person, you're always helping everybody else, but a lot of times we don't deal with our own stuff. And so when you do deal with, like you said, Coach D, about processing your pain, people don't understand. It's going to be painful because you're taking a scab off, you're taking a Band-Aid off a scab that you've been covering for years. But what people don't understand is that when you do process that pain, like you're saying, is that I'm walking through the process myself. When you walk through the pain, it's so much power that it, because when you don't process the pain, you stay limited, and you only can go so far as your memories will take you from your pain.
Yes, indeed. That is so true. But you have to choose not to walk
your
victim.
And the transparency where I have a son also, and he watched me go through a domestic violence for almost 20 years for his dad. And so he, because they want to watch you and see how you handle the pain. How do you walk through all of the stuff that they watch you go through? And especially with a son to a mother, how the relationship that they have, how they really are protectors for their mother. It means a lot for us to go through something and they feel like they want to protect us.
Yes.
Very powerful comments, caller. We so appreciate you tuning in and chiming in. And again, your copy of Processing the Pain is headed your way. Thank you for engaging with us today. We so appreciate you. Please do me a favor, hit 1 on your telephone keypad to remove yourself from the host queue. 1 on your telephone keypad to remove yourself from the host queue. Again, we are still at our line. So this is the time in our broadcast. If you have a question or comment, if you're trying to get the last book that we have available, now is the time to chime in. You know, Coach D, our caller brought up something that's so key, and I love how you take us on a journey, you know, around this process of pain, because the individual spoke about, you know, the intensity of pain. And I love that you give the illustration of a coal becomes a diamond and a caterpillar becomes a butterfly, but neither happen without a process. And that is so key, that we want the beauty because, of course, you know, you speak about transformation as a process that exchanges pain and hardship for beauty and strength. And we want the beauty and strength, but we don't want to go through the process. And I love that you said, hey, you get processing the pain. It is a transformational guide to healing, but you're going to have to dig in to get to that place. Because, and I must say, it definitely provokes you to really digging deep so that you can come out on the other side, as we stated earlier, on the other side of every great adversity, that pain, there is an equal or greater reward, but we have to process through it. And, you know, I wanted to ask you, Coach D, is this processing the pain, because we've talked about such a richness today. Of course, we spoke about the IPG, the intentional plan of God. In addition, we've talked about and touched on, you know, dealing with and recognizing that we have unprocessed pain and some of those triggers of what does that look like. My question for you at this time is processing pain an ongoing process?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We deal with pain day to day, whether it's mental, emotional, physical. I mean, we stump our toe, that's pain. And, you know, somebody says something the wrong thing, you know, say the wrong thing to us. You know, hurt feelings is another form of pain. So we deal with pain. We're going to be dealing with pain until Jesus comes. That's just the truth, you know. And so we can't allow our humanity to limit us from being able to process it, because in the human nature, it's just nature to say, well, you know what, I have a right I have a right to be mad. They shouldn't have did this, or they shouldn't did this, and I have a right to be mad. But in order to say I have a right to be mad, you have to continue to be a victim. And at some point in our lives, we have to get to a point where we no longer want to be a victim. I talk about that in the book, Get It. It's about the woman with the issue of blood. She didn't want to be a victim no more. So she had to go through some more pain to get to her healing. So I'm just saying, sometimes we have to go through some more pain just to get to our healing. That's, you know, we might have to think about some stuff that we buried deep because it was too painful. We don't want to remember it. So we buried it deep. Do you know how many people we look at and we say, oh, that's just a neighborhood crackhead, or that's just a neighborhood alcoholic. But what we don't realize is that whatever pain that they were dealing with was just too unbearable to deal with. So instead of knowing how, first of all, maybe knowing how to process that pain, it became easier to numb it, you know, and we numb pain through promiscuous, you know, being promiscuous. We numb pain through alcoholism and drug addiction and just so many different things we use to numb pain. So guess what? We don't have to keep numbing the pain, because now I'm sure there's other books out there. I'm positive there is, but this book right here, this book is a long time coming. It's been prayed over. The anointing of God is on this book. These words are not just letters. These words come with spirit, and it's the spirit of God. And what the word tells us, and then I'm going to be quiet. The word tells us, I think about the burning bush. When Moses went before the burning bush, it was all consumed with everything that represents pain. Fire represents pain. And it was just overtaken, but it wasn't consumed. And that was because the presence of God. And it says it's the anointing that breaks the yoke. What is the anointing? It's the very presence of God. So when the very presence of God is there, then that's where we begin to get deliverance. The yokes are broken because the anointing is there. And I believe that the presence of God is on this book. And that because the presence of God is on this book, not Coach D, but God, the Spirit of God is on this book, and that's why I believe that it's gonna be a blessing to many. And I'm not looking for, you know, fortune or fame out of it, but I'm looking for people to be delivered. Matter of fact, I was looking to be delivered. I still read the book because I still need deliverance on the daily.
You know, one of the things that I was going to say, Coach D, and we do have another caller that I'll bring in, and this is our the other individual that is going to be able to get processing the pain and take this away. But one of the things that, you know, based on what you shared that I love that was so profound is that so often, and I'm using my own phrasing, you know, we want to keep our heads in the sand like the ostrich. We don't want to deal with it. But when we deal with it, and as we were talking about that processing the pain is ongoing, processing the pain, your transformational guide to healing, is a great reference. As you said, I'm reading it all the time. It supports in the process so that you now have tools to pull from that assist you in your recovery time from the pain. Mm-hmm. So, for example, something that may have taken someone 3 months to recover from, they now can recover in a month. They can cut that down to 3 weeks, to 2 weeks, to a week, to days, to hours, because you have a transformational guide for healing that gives you tools and references, and that makes it so powerful. I'm going to transition our caller in, area code 510-7735. You are now live on, I almost said processing the pain. You are now live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adam and Coach D on Processing the Pain. What's your question or comment, caller?
Praise God. This is Dr. Veronica. I just have a comment. This is such a timely subject, and I just wanted to just praise God with you guys for Coach D bringing this matter to the forefront. And I know, like she said, there's probably other books. I didn't get to hear the whole program. I was on a meeting, but I tried to chime in as soon as I could. And what I heard was so powerful, not only your conviction, but the subject matter and the amount of people who are suffering, you know, with pain and don't know how to deal with it, don't know how to even address it, and sometimes don't even realize, you know, what pain does and that they're in pain. They you know, cover it with all kind of other things, as you mentioned. So I just wanted to say I'm glad I chimed in. This is such a timely subject for such a time as this, you know, in the times we're living in. Just wanted to say that.
Thank you, Dr. Veronica. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Dr. Veronica. And it looks like you have a copy of Processing the Pain heading your way. So if you will email admin@coachadams.com, compliments of our Coach D, again, an autographed copy for you to have and reference and dig into and or be a blessing to someone else. Thank you so much for tuning in to Motivational Mondays today. We appreciate your comment and just being a faithful listener. I so appreciate you. Do me a favor, press 1 on your telephone keypad to remove yourself from the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to remove yourself. Coach D, as we are winding down, we're at the close of our time today. What are some final thoughts that you would like to share with our listening audience? And again, remind them, how would they get a copy, their own copy, of Processing the Pain? And, oh, my gosh, we have one other caller in the queue. Oh, two more callers in the queue. Coach D, how about we pause there? We'll grab them and take them in because we only have a few minutes, and then we'll do our closeout. Yes. Caller, welcome. You're on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and Coach D, area code 707-2214. What's your question or comment?
This is Lady Tabitha, and I just wanted to chime in to say congratulations to Coach D. I heard her voice. I said, oh, Coach D. So I just wanted to say congratulations on your new book, and I can't wait to get my copy. I know I've been following you a long time, and so I know it is some powerful nuggets in there. I know you know what you're talking about.
Oh, well, thank you, Lady Tabitha. I appreciate you.
Yes, I appreciate you too.
Yes, thank you so much, Lady Tabitha, for tuning in to Motivational Mondays today. So appreciate you. If you'll do me a favor, press 1 on your telephone keypad to remove yourself from the host queue. And Coach D, we do have another caller. I show area code 310, last 4 digits 8171. You're live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams and Coach D on Processing the Pain.
All right. Well, praise God. Thank you all so very much for this wonderful show. Coach D, you mentioned something that was so powerful to me when you said that the woman with the issue of blood did not want to be a victim anymore. Oh, that was powerful. And as you mentioned about, you know, you guys are spiritual mentors, they are mine as well. And that's one thing that they say is that you're not a victim. Stop whining. I love it. I love it. But my question to you, Coach D, and you may have already answered it, but I had to deal with my son, if you can hear him in the back. You talked about fighting against those old pains and not wanting to live as a victim. And as you said, studies have shown that people, when they hold on to those pains, that that's where a lot of those terminal diseases can come from. I'm paraphrasing that, by the way. So how do I fight on making sure I'm not a victim to my old pain? What do I need to do?
Well, hey, my brother. Yes, I think one of the things that we have to do is, first of all, the first thing we have to do is make a decision. We have to make a decision, and the decision is do we want to continue to be a victim? Do we want to have to suffer the long-term consequences of being a victim, or we choose not to be? And once we make the decision that we no longer want to be a victim, then we got to get connected to purpose. And how do we get connected to purpose? We get connected to purpose by spending time with them. We get connected to purpose through the word. So that's, you know, we begin to get realigned vertically. And we begin to connect with purpose. And if you were in earlier, we identified that the purpose is Jesus. Jesus is the purpose. And so we get connected to purpose because believe it or not, even in the process and the pain, once we make the decision that we want to process the pain, purpose is going to be very key in helping us to do that. So
yes.
You can't. It's going to be difficult to process the pain without connecting to purpose. Mm. You need the power. You need the power of purpose to process through the pain. Ooh, there, that sounds like another book. But yeah, you definitely.
Well, when you write that one, I like to get my signed copy of that one since I missed the first one.
Oh no, I have to get you. You got the copy. We just got to get it signed.
There we go. There we go.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank you. Thank you so very much. I appreciate it. Thank you very much, Coach Adams, for allowing
me
to come
on.
Thank you, my brother. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, caller. We so appreciate you. Coach D, oh, my gosh. We are at the close of Motivational Mondays today. Again, another rich discussion around processing the pain. As we close out, what would be a final thought or nugget that you would like to leave our global listening audience with? And, again, remind them, how can they get their personal copy of Processing the Pain?
Okay, well, what I would like to leave with the audience on tonight is process the pain, pursue purpose in order to partake in the promises. I'm going to say that again. Processing the pain, pursue purpose in order to partake in God's promises. And you could get Processing the Pain through Amazon. It is on Amazon. You could get it on Amazon, and it's going to be under Arthur Gwethlyn D. Burrell. Gwethlyn D. Burrell. And that's on Amazon.
Well, thank you so much, Coach D. I encourage our global listening audience, grab your copy. Go to Amazon right now and get your copy ordered so that you can process through your pain. I thank you all for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. We want to continue the dialogue. So maybe you had a question that you didn't get asked yet, but you have one. You can go to our Facebook, Motivational Mondays forum, so that we can continue the discussion. You may have a show idea or a thought or a guest. We would love to hear from you, so don't hesitate to interact and engage with us through our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. If you want to hear more about Coach Adams' full circle of empowerment that is available for you, one-on-one coaching, group coaching, along with my personal and professional lifestyle growth plan, and so many other resources that are available, visit CoachAdams.com, CoachAdams.com, email our team at admin@CoachAdams.com, or call 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101. Thank you again for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. This is Coach Adams. I coach and you win.